from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Seven of the Democrats running for president share the stage at the party's sixth debate of the campaign.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders got into it over health care and how an expansion of it would be paid for.
At least before he was honest about it.
Joe.
It's going to increase personal taxes. They're going to be...
That's right. We are going to increase personal taxes. But we're eliminating premiums. We're eliminating co-payments.
The final debate before the Iowa caucuses is January 14th.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in L.A., where last night's debate was co-hosted by PBS and Politico. President Trump tweets, "No president has done more for the evangelical community, and it's not even close." He's responding to an editorial in Christianity Today, that magazine calling for his removal from office. It says what he's done with Ukraine, asking to have investigations announced of Joe Biden, is a violation of the Constitution, and more importantly, it is profoundly immoral. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Not a bad last official day of fall with clouds increasing today, but a little milder. We're dry. High temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, as winter begins, the winter solstice, showers are likely tomorrow, tomorrow night, Sunday, Sunday night. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. The rainfall amounts could be significant. Then a risk of some leftover showers on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Clanton man charged with murder in a deadly boating accident on Lake Jordan has pleaded guilty. Damian Bruno pleaded guilty to two counts of murder in a deadly crash on the 4th of July. Two people died in the crash. Five others were injured. A local high school's food pantry is in need of donations. Lee High School's food pantry serves 100 students a week, sending them home on Fridays with a backpack full of food for the weekend. Contact Lee High School if you're interested in donating. And it's Camellia Bowl weekend in the capital city. The pep rally is tonight at 5 at the train shed, followed by the Christmas parade at 6. The big game between Arkansas State and Florida International University kicks off at 4:30 Saturday. Tickets are still available. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, equal housing.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
It's not too late to get something great. Get to Kohl's and take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on the gifts they want, like fine jewelry, the Xbox One S, toys and games, a new Fitbit, fine fragrance, and so much more. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code Big Savings. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. And we're now introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now's the time to make something happen for your business. So for a limited time only, you can own the now with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 4040. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4040.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome to News and Views on a Friday morning. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, still under the weather, and I certainly understand. Feel well. Get well. Be good, Jack. 272-9228, because it's Friday. Go anywhere you folks like. 272-9228. I'm sitting here just catching up on the Democratic debate from last night. The usual fare. Rich people bad. Old people good as long as they're women. Your fundraising in a wine cave is the biggest problem with politics. Andrew Yang actually making some sense, as he usually does, up on these debate stages. He's the only one who didn't obsess about impeachment. Then he had two old men, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, yelling at one another over Medicare for All. It was just all over the place. It really feels like right now, folks, that we're in the middle of a national divorce. Yet it's more like the threat of divorce. It's like, let's get through the holidays first, honey. Not right now. Not in the middle of Christmas. We got family coming in. The kids are back home. I'm tired of your crap, but not in front of the family. So I don't care if you've written up the papers. I'm not signing them until after the holidays. It's kind of what's happening right now. Like, Nancy Pelosi has written up the divorce papers to divorce Donald Trump from this country, or at least being the president of this country, but she's not going to deliver them till after the holidays or something like that. And it's, if you've ever been around a divorce proceeding or a marriage like that, or just a couple like that, any sort of falling out like that, then you know it's not just toxic for the people directly involved, but anybody around them. And the fact that we're doing this on a national scale, well, it makes me wish I was like normal people who weren't watching all this crap. But one thing I picked up on at the debate last night, I was really catching the highlights this morning. I went and saw the new Star Wars movie. It's fair to middling, not the greatest movie in the world, not as bad as some people are saying in the reviews. Bit convoluted, but Star Wars has never been great cinema in my mind. It's
was entertaining, so I'm glad I bought the ticket. All that said, as I'm catching up on the Democratic debate this morning, the highlights, one thing jumped out at me. And I don't know if you folks know of a thing called the Call of the Void. It's like if you're up on a high lookout, say you're ziplining, and you climb up to a high precipice, and it's not a despairing thought, it's not suicidal or anything, it's just like you look down and you see, you know, you're 200, 300 feet up. You're like, what have I jumped? And it really is a weird urge. It's like you kind of have this urge to jump. Call of the Void is what it is called. And I don't know if I'm about to jump off of a cliff with no parachute or bungee cord, but let's go for it. A better analogy might be I'm staring right down at my feet. There's a bear trap. It's loaded. It's ready to go. And I'm deciding to stick my foot, not just in my mouth, but clank right in this bear trap. Let's go. It was suggested last night at the Democratic debate that women are better leaders than men. Now, I think there are certainly some women who are better leaders than some men. For instance, I think Nikki Haley would be a better leader for the country than, say, Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. So if you're talking about on a case-by-case basis, yeah, some women are better than some men. And when you start speaking generally, I really don't buy that argument, though. I don't think men are naturally better leaders, necessarily speaking. And I don't think women are naturally better leaders. Just, they're more thoughtful and caring and understanding, and they have more empathy for those they're leading. Oh, right. It's funny how in this day and age, men and women are the same, except when the old tropes play into one side or the other's advantage. That's interesting to me. But I think when people say this, and I've heard my dearly deceased mother, may she rest in peace, she brought this up. I've heard her before. My aunts have brought this up. It's a fun dinner table conversation that if women ruled the world, things would be so much better. Okay, sure. If women ruled the world, things would be so much better. I think y'all are underestimating power. It's not that men are better than women. They're certainly not. But it's not that women are necessarily better than men. I think when you put people in certain positions of power, they're going to behave badly. In fact, if you want really intelligent, talented people to act like morons and act in bad faith, if you want good people to act stupidly and do terrible things, you're going to need politics and you're going to need positions of power. So this idea that, oh, women are just better leaders, give me a break, folks. And for the Democrats to harp on this, whether it's gender or sex or any other identity, playing up the card of the only person of, there's only one person of color on stage tonight. How sad. Sad or not, it was up to your base, up to the Democratic donors, up to the DNC itself. Like, it just, it's bizarre that we keep going back to this identity pool. And though people have unique experiences, I get it. When it comes down to actually leading a country, when it comes down to all the complicated issues we could discuss and argue over, we're going back to this identity politics well again and again and again. And I think it, again, betrays this underlying reality that whether it's a man or woman, whether it's black or white, straight or gay, when it comes down to being president, we're always going to be disappointed in you, Mr. President, Madam President. At least somebody's going to be disappointed, and somebody's going to be willing to defend you no matter what. This idea that we're going to bring up identity politics, and that's going to be the savior of our nation, is just absurd. So 272-9228, I'm going to try to pull this bear trap off of my leg, so I really stepped in it here. 272-9228. And by the way, we'll have a very talented, lovely woman here in just a moment, April Marie Fogel. She's becoming a rising radio star. She's all over the state doing radio. Very happy to have her here in a moment. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Papa B, Joey.
Hey, Papa B. You going to jump off the cliff with me?
I've already done it several times.
Okay.
And it never really worked out very well, so I'm going to try to not do that today. You go through treatment, all the surgeries, the mental anguish, it's just not really worth it, man. I mean, at some point in your life, you'll realize that's just really not a good idea, So.
Well, I'm not at that point yet. I'm still incredibly stupid.
Don't you just love it when the Democrats use this broad stroke of statement saying women are better leaders? They've made that kind of statement, and they just like, okay, yes. They all bob their heads up and down like a bunch of bobblehead dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you let somebody that's not a Democrat make a statement like that, and, oh, my gosh, I thought the world was coming apart. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
How can you overlook the insanity of what you say and what they say and get away with, and at the same time, point a finger of accusation towards somebody else for doing the very same thing? I'm telling you, it's thick, man. It's thick.
Yeah, I think, for instance, if women were in all the positions of power all around the world, I think we'd still have pretty much the same disputes, pretty much the same threats of war. I don't think it's going to be one big kumbaya moment. Holy night. We're all singing together, It's just ridiculous. Especially because women don't hold grudges. Only men do. Only men hold grudges.
Oh, yeah.
Only men are prideful.
Absolutely. I don't think that it would be a better world if only women were in charge. Oh, no.
We should give them a chance, though. I mean, run for president. I'm not harping on the old patriarchy like women should know her place. No, not at all. Well, I just think don't make the mistake that matriarchy is better. All right?
It's the same thing as we just over and over and over through this. Trying to say that because, you don't have a Y chromosome, you're better, you're morally superior, or because you have a certain genetic code, well, that makes you morally superior. What the crap is going on? These people are not worth talking to, Joey, because they just cannot see the error of their own ways. And the media just is there crossing their hands, silent, just silent as the grave, or nodding in approval. It's enough to make you just want to puke. Besides that, I would say this, men are better at some things, and women are better at some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that as a general rule. And real quick, sports. We got men now competing as women and beating the ever-loving crap out of women.
Right.
Because they're competing as women. Why in the world do we have women's sports if you're going to allow men to participate and beat the ever-loving crap out of women in sports? Why even have women's sports? Why don't you just have a bunch of men out there and dress it? There are vital differences that has to be acknowledged and recognized by people that just refuse to do so, Joey. Okay.
Yes, of course. And it actually gets very interesting when you break down like all the statistics. For instance, most people who have the highest IQs in the world are men. Most. But most people who have the lowest IQ in the world are men. Men are the extremes. Men are the mostly in prison. Men cause most of the violent crimes. Men are also do incredible things. Like, men tend to be on the extremes, and men and women are mostly alike, but the differences that are real matter. So it, you know.
Well, what is this? What, excuse me. What is this ever-loving drive to erase manhood? You know, to.
I don't know.
Why? If they, what kind of beef do they have with people that are male? You know, toxic male, toxic manhood. Why are they trying to erase the differences in the lines? What in the world would motivate somebody to be so idiotic?
I think their whole argument is that men and the patriarchy, which is this sort of vague thing, unless you're talking about specific instances, but it's because that ruled for so long, that's what's wrong with the world. I think that's a very dumb analysis of history, a very shallow one. Of course, there's been oppression throughout the many thousands of years, but also people that defended one another. So I think some of this revisionist history doesn't even get close to hitting the mark. So we'll see.
Has anybody ever heard of Queen Victoria?
Right.
You know, or what? You know, I mean, has anybody heard of, you know, the pharaohs that were women?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody heard of the other great women that are leaders? And then, you know, but they just, you know, they can't take. Man, I'm telling you.
Well, and I love
the
also.
Insanity goes. Go ahead.
Here, like, for this is a good way to make the point. Hillary Clinton just wrote a book with her daughter, Chelsea. I mean, that's back when I was ranting on air that, you know, they asked a German journalist, asked Hillary Clinton and Chelsea, they're sitting together, is a person with a beard and a penis a woman? And Chelsea said, well, absolutely, if they identify as such. And Hillary's like, well, I'd have to think about, I'm new to this. I haven't heard that idea before, but I'm going to really meditate on this idea. But they had written a book about all these strong women in, you know, recent modern history. And the reporter asked a good question. Where's Margaret Thatcher? And
right,
they leave
out.
And that's what's so interesting to me. It's so selective.
Stupid. It's stupid, man. I'm telling you, just, you know, there's something, you know, I mean, mentally off about this. I mean, I said Victoria, I meant Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was ruthless. My gosh. To some people.
It's almost like when you're in power, you kind of have to be, especially in systems like that.
Well,
Papa B, I got other calls coming in. I appreciate
it,
man. Thank you. April Marie Fogle is here.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So were you listening to my opening, me stepping in the bear trap?
I did not. I missed that. I was jamming out to some Carrie Underwood.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a thing called the call of the void? Like you're standing over a precipice, like say 100, 200 feet up. And it's not despairing. It's not suicidal. It's just like, it almost feels like it's calling you. What would it be like to jump into it? Well, that's what I was kind of feeling today. Or I described it also as like there's a bear trap right under the desk here.
Oh.
And looking at it, I'm like, what would it be like if I just stuck my foot right in it? Yeah, would it hurt? Would it hurt? Because at that debate last night for the Democrats, they cited Barack Obama saying, women are better leaders than men. And I'm like, that's a broad statement. I don't know about that.
Because
I've heard this idea before. It goes back to
me
talking.
Women are better leaders. As a woman, I don't know that that's true.
Right.
I mean,
women are.
It's one of those things where I get so frustrated when I see these like quota fillings. Look at that picture. It's all men. Well, did any women apply for the job? Were there any? Are there any qualified? Are there? You know, like it just. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you can universally speak for any one group of individuals. And I know some really dumb women.
Yeah, I know some dumb dudes.
Yeah. So.
Right.
It's across. Could go either way.
272-9228. News and views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ritz.
Hey,
how you
Ritz.
Doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I was watching you step in it.
Yeah. But I did it on purpose.
I think it's just another absurdity presented by the Democrat Party. You know, our country was moving along into a period of enlightenment where we all have agreed that everybody's equal and they stand on their own merits and people shouldn't be judged by their skin color, eye color, genitalia or anything else. We are all created equal, and beyond that point, you know, you stand on your own merits. Well, the Democrats learned that they can use victimhood to divide people into categories and use that divide and conquer method to gain political favor. And that's what this is all about. And Papa B, you know, was talking about how why this war on men. Well, that's where the strength of our country comes from, the family unit. One of the strengths, I mean, and of course, Democrats want to break that down so the government can be the head of the household. And, I mean, I could go on and on, Joey, but all the problems that we're having, I can lead you on a roadmap directly to the Democrat Party.
Well said.
I'd agree with that. And
thank you
really,
for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
It really is. And I watch my liberal women feminist friends lose their ever-loving minds about this. But there is a war on men. There is a movement by a lot of women, a group of women, liberals, who think that we are equal in every way. To which I say I'm not. Hmm. I am just not. You know, I am, as a woman, I am weaker. Now, I could go learn to lift weights. I could learn to fight. But in a fight, I'd rather have use my Second Amendment rights and to defend myself, because at best, I'm not getting any taller than
5'3". Right.
At most, I'm not going to weigh more than 125 pounds.
Hmm.
I cannot physically go toe-to-toe with a man. So in that way, men are better. Now, yes, there are some big women. Let's leave that alone.
Yeah.
But I can introduce
you to Helga.
But I hate the idea.
Have you ever met a little Helga?
I have not met a little Helga.
Yeah, that's one of those names, you know. That and Heifer. Never met a little Heifer.
But it drives me crazy, this idea that women are inherently equal. Because, yes, we deserve equal rights, but no, we are not equal. On the same ideas, on Father's Day, as a single mother, occasionally I would see these memes or these ads. There was even TV ads about happy Father's Day, single moms. Being a single mom does not make you a father. You are still just a mother without a father in the household, but it doesn't make you both.
See, but I hear what you're saying, and I hear what Papa V's saying, and certainly what Ritz is saying. But when folks talk about this war on men, maybe it's because I'm a man, but doesn't really bother me. Well, no, because if you're making war on me, it's like, oh, well, I can't really hear you or understand you behind this wall of glorious privilege right now. I mean, I'm white, I'm male. Let me check. Yeah, I just checked. I'm definitely male, and I'm straight. So I'm behind this glorious wall of privilege over here. Your war on me is adorable.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It amazes me. There was an event in Birmingham about getting taillights fixed. And the idea was, and the flyer itself said, to protect the brown people from aggressive law enforcement. And I took so much offense.
Wait, where was this?
This is in Birmingham.
Wow.
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page at April Marie, APRYLMARIE, you're going to see the flyer. Hmm. And I thought, could you imagine if a white person had, like, distributed this? Like, we're going to fix your taillights to protect brown people from aggressive law enforcement. It was just all sorts of, I was like, what is wrong with this?
And sometimes when I see that stuff, I don't think it's necessarily coming from a bad place. I think it's just the way it's being advanced. Like, you know, when somebody sees, like, an officer behave badly, they want it, like, how do we prevent that? And I think other police officers would agree with that.
Yeah.
But then I think folks lack sometimes the tools to, the language in particular, to really address the issue. Instead, we go to sort of these tropes and go back to the old racial aspects and narratives of the society.
And liberals, that's every time in the whatever period of time this is we're in the world, but it goes to these, everything's got to be racially divided. It makes me insane.
So we need to hit a break.
Yeah.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. She's April Marie Fogel. We just jumped right into the deep of identity politics. Good Friday morning, everybody. 272-9228, 272-9228. If y'all want to get in, this hour of the program brought to you folks by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage until the end of December, 50% off per News and Views listeners on all videotape to digital format transfers. 50% off, but you got to tell them when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of News and Views. More of the program when we come back.
News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table to have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table to have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
It's not too late to get something great. Get to Kohl's and take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on the gifts they want, like fine jewelry, the Xbox One S, toys and games, a new Fitbit, fine fragrance, and so much more. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code BIGSAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. And we're now introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now's the time to make something happen for your business. So for a limited time only, you can own the now with free shipping on all business cards in any quantity at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 4040. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4040.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me this morning, April Marie Fogle.
Who is currently cleaning the world's grossest mic. You guys.
I don't use that mic. Don't blame me.
If you could see this mic, I'm pretty sure. How long has the studio been here? I'm pretty sure
it's not longer than I've been alone.
It has not been cleaned since then.
Right. Yeah.
Joey says just move.
No, but it's like a good stovetop or like a grease pit. You get that extra flavor.
Oh, you guys, it's foul. So Joey's like, the solution is just move to one of the newer, cleaner mics, and yeah. I'm like, Or I could sit here and clean it with some wet wipes.
It's the mom in you.
That's what's happening in the studio right now.
No, and for all this talk about men and women, I have to say, it's nice having a woman in the studio. Because I honestly feel like talk radio gets a little too dude-heavy. And I love that you're getting an opportunity all around the state at different stations to hop on air.
I love it. Yeah. I'm working. My 2020 goal is my own show in Birmingham. Because as much as I love radio, which I have found in the last year and a half or so that I do enjoy it. I do not enjoy the hour and a half to hour and 45 minute drives just to talk on radio.
Well, it's very good that you made that drive this morning.
I was telling Joey during the break that I consumed a little bit of Camus wine last night while we were decorating for the holidays. I'm in my house after 4 months of renovations, and so I partook in a little bit of wine, which made this drive a little more challenging this morning.
Yeah, but you give yourself some extra hurdles to hop over, and now you're here. We're having a good show already. Gary, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Hey, Gary, you're on there. What's up?
I was talking about the comment on about the Democrats last night about Obama saying that women could probably rule the country better. Mm-hmm. Anybody could rule it better than he did, but that's
valid
by the point.
Valid point.
And, we didn't have impeachment back when Obama was in there. Because we had him, Eric Holder would have been in prison a long time ago.
Ain't that the truth?
And, we didn't mind paying from $2.98 for 50 bucks of rifle cartridges up to $25 when he was in there, when him and Eric made all those wonderful decisions. And, the only thing that about the women thing, now my wife, she pays the bills better than I do. I have to say that because now her budget does work out a whole lot better than mine ever would. If after 53 years, that's God's truth. Every time she comes up to it, says, here's your checkbook, you can start paying the bills. I said, oh, hell no. And I said, you're doing good. I love you. Keep doing it. But now, and your new host there, I love to hear her voice and everything. And if she can drive to Birmingham an hour and 45 minutes, she's doing real good.
Indeed.
And because I drive like a maniac and I can't do it. But the thing of it is, this is a scary thing. I had a dream the last night after watching the debate.
Oh, no. Okay.
Pocahontas is president and Nancy Pelosi is vice president.
Oh, you stop it. That's a nightmare.
A dream? Yeah,
that's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
At 3 o'clock this morning, I woke up screaming. But, I can't understand, people. The only thing I figured out, like I said, I heard my representative mention last night, Ms. Pelosi did mention Terry Sewell was doing a wonderful job helping her. So that figures. We got two idiots right there together. And they really deserve each other. But, y'all get ready for, I don't know what we're going to do with our president during Christmas. I guess we're on our own, do as we please.
Yeah, indeed. In the middle of this divorce proceeding, and they've written up the papers, they won't sign them.
Well, I'm not going to transmit it to the Senate.
Exactly. But now, after what they said last night on the news on 205 on Fox, it may scare to death. Mm-hmm. Because they said that until the papers are delivered, he's not impeached. So that may make her get on the ball this morning.
Well, sometimes the threat's better than the reality. But, Gary, we got to run.
But now, tell your host one more thing. The 5-3 thing may not never change, but the 125 may. When my wife is 5'3", and that's what she weighed when we got married.
Oh no, I was an easy 106. The first three children. This third boy is sneaking up on 40. Oh Lord.
Oh my God.
That's where those extra 20 pounds came from.
That's it. Fruitcake and stuff like that does it every time.
I joke. I very well could eat better and work out. but nope, life's too short.
Hey, you're going to live one time, and you don't know when you're going to die, so don't worry about it.
There you go. Well, thanks for calling, Gary.
It's great to hear from you.
63325.
Gary's enjoying life is what Gary's doing, it sounds
like. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Wow, great call.
I've never
heard from Gary before.
Well,
yeah.
I like first-time callers.
Yeah, me too.
Give the phone number out again. Maybe we'll get a couple more.
272-9228.
And hopefully Joey remembers what show he's on this morning.
Yeah, news and views from 9 to noon.
Apparently, I look like Dan Morrison sitting here.
What happens is I have been leaning over and picking up this phone and answering it for 9 years now. And so sometimes I will... You know, an old habit will pop up. I'll either say Dan Moore Show or Happy Hour or whatever. But no, you're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I've worked on all the shows here. I'm all over the place. I'm a radio slut.
I never understood the value of a good producer until it was just, until I got my opportunity to host by myself. And now that scares me more than anything else I'm going to do wrong on radio is I'm going to have the bad producer. So now I know that's where it's at.
Well, I would, say I'd offer my services, but not at this
point. But now
unless you pay for it.
You are a host.
Right.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. Well, 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the last official day of fall. The winter solstice is tomorrow, shortest day of the year. Today, we are dry again. Increasing clouds, a little milder. Upper 50s for a high. Tonight, the chance of showers will hold off until the late night hours, the overnight hours. So we should be good during the evening. Low 43. Tomorrow, a wet weekend ahead. Periods of rain. Tomorrow night, Sunday night. High temperatures in the lower 50s. Risk of a couple of showers left over on Monday, but most of Christmas week will be dry and much warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, but when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. In the house with me this morning is April Marie Fogle.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
course.
I just got to keep saying that the whole show.
Of course. And you're welcome anytime.
Oh,
I know.
Don't say that. Don't give me an open door policy.
I have an open door.
I will. No. You have to plan.
Oh, I always can rescind the invitation.
I will just show up.
Sure. But, and don't show up too often, because I can. I'd be like, get out! But,
hey,
you know, I'm not
lady,
saying
lady, go!
But here we have, right here in front of us, April Marie, the best moments from the Democratic debate last night.
Which comprises of like 15 seconds and then a lot of comedy?
Right, exactly.
All right, let's
see there's old men yelling, old women saying that even though they'll be old, they're women, so don't worry. That's literally, you'll hear it. One of the questions is, if you are the next president, Elizabeth Warren, you'll be the oldest president ever sworn in. And she said, well, I'll also be the youngest woman ever sworn in. It's like...
Perspective.
It's so funny.
Somebody wrote that talking point for her, and they actually deserve like a golf clap.
Yeah. It's this sort of crap that it's just too cute by half. Trump actually makes me laugh. I have to say, Andrew Yang makes me laugh.
What we need is we need one of the guys to just go ahead and say, I identify as a woman, and take that card away from her, right? Now there are two women in the race.
I feel like a woman. And you know why? Because I am a woman. I'm such a woman. Anyway. Melania says it's okay.
That poor woman. Anybody who does not give Melania the credit she deserves in terms of everything she has tolerated
from the press,
I mean, she literally can't walk out of the doors of the White House without somebody criticizing what she is wearing, what she looks like, what she says or doesn't say. She cannot win. If she doesn't talk, what is she hiding? If she talks, whatever she says is wrong. Same with what she wears. It's insane.
Yeah, it's part. But she gave an interview recently, and her interview was great because she... you know, handles it with grace. She says this is part of it. This is part of being in the public eye. And this was happening long before Trump became president even. So, yeah, it's part of it. If you're going to live that type of life, you're going to get the incoming from the press and all sorts of folks. 272-9228. Instead of hitting this immediately, because we don't have much time in this segment, let's go to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Red Top here.
Hey, Red Top, how
good
are
morning.
You?
Morning.
Good morning. I'll tell you, I did watch some of the debate as much as I could stand
Why?
At a particular time. and really, Elizabeth Warren's answer right there was like the only funny answer in the whole debate. May I give you some observations?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders looks like cross between Snidely Whiplash and Dracula. That finger of his reminds me of Bela Lugosi whenever he points it. This is a scary individual. So Bernie is haunted. Of course, we know Elizabeth is too old. Steyer looked very tired, and his 2 cents sounded so good. It's too good to believe, like all of them. What is the name? Buttigieg. Looks like a newborn calf up there.
Good old Booty G.
I mean, he's Mayor a newborn Pete. Calf. You know, I mean, he can barely bat like a sheep. And, you know, it's just... And Yang was okay, but he's just non-existent.
Right.
So the most used word and the thing they most agreed on was national emergency, wasn't it?
National, what's the emergency? Or is there, like, war on our doorstep or something? Or, no, maybe it's we've been in Afghanistan for 2 decades.
No.
Maybe is it, like, the ongoing slow rebirth of the Cold War with China or Russia? Or maybe both at the same time? I want to be friends with Russia, but they hound me for it, Red Top. Now, what's the emergency?
Climate change.
Oh.
Didn't you say every single one of them said, I'm going to declare an emergency after Steyer said it.
Right.
And then they all jumped on the bandwagon. Federal funds are one of the questions. Will you take federal money to relocate people? And they all said yes. This is beyond belief. And then I passed by the room, and Elizabeth Warren on, and I hear her say that people can't afford toilet tissue. So these are things.
Wait, they can't afford TP?
That's what she said. I walked right by. She said people can't even afford toilet tissue. So I guess she's going to make sure everybody has toilet tissue.
Who does she hang out with? What does she pay her staffers that they can't afford toilet tissue?
I mean, you can go get, like, the thinnest, like, Scott's brand, and, you know, it's like sandpaper on your backside, but, you know, get some job done.
What,
go grab a leaf outside.
What the newborn calf said was true. Buttigieg, he's the only one up there that ain't a millionaire or a billionaire.
That's true.
Steyer's net worth is $1.6 billion.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He could solve all of his own problems by just paying for it himself.
Well, and then Warren was hitting Buttigieg, though, on, you had a fundraiser in a wine cave.
Which I never knew what a wine cave was, but I Googled it this morning. I want to turn my basement into a wine cave.
It's awesome.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah, I saw these photos of this fundraiser, and I'm like, it's expensive, but that looks awesome.
There in Montgomery, I helped a guy build one in Oak Cloverdale.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Give me the deets later.
Montgomery's got plenty of rich wine caves, folks.
Oh, yeah.
I want a wine cave.
Who are members around here?
No, you don't. No, you don't want a wine cave. It's not worth the money, sweetheart. So don't waste your time. Great if you want to have something and never walk in it. People don't use those damn things very often.
Well, Red Top, we got to run. I appreciate you giving some input.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to get it on the program. This first hour of News and Views, once again, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Go by Dan Black Studios today. Preserve those old family memories stuck in analog land, those deteriorating tapes up on the shelf or sitting in your cabinet or your cupboard. You don't.
You want to be able to embarrass your children by showing them the VHS.
Especially when they get married or any big public event. You want to show them, you know, naked in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Playing with a rubber duck or something. It's embarrassing, and it's adorable.
I am so glad that the service is not available where my parents live, because they